Welcome to Talk Back Live podcast, hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea, coming to you from the city of Cleveland, Ohio, home to the Cleveland Playhouse.
His name is Cardell Belfour, and he hails right here from our city, our home. Hello there, Cardell. Welcome to Talk Back Live. How are you today?
I'm all right, Gloria. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Very, 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 very glad to have you with us today. We're going to just basically share a very good motivational story today. We're going to share with our listeners just a bit about your life and things that you've been through, and also a very, very positive story about what you're currently doing and what some of your plans are for the upcoming future. You're listening to Talk Back. Be sure and go to our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe to the channel. Also, you can see us live on our Facebook page, Talk Back, a thought-provoking talk format. So be sure to check us out and go to that YouTube channel and like and subscribe. Okay, well, let's get right down to it. Again, my special guest is Cardell Belfour. He is a fellow Clevelander. He is a poet as well as a motivational speaker. And I do thank you for coming in from Cleveland. I'm also from the city of Cleveland. Tell us a little bit about your history growing up in the city of Cleveland.
Well, you know, I was a curious child, like, you know, like we all are, you know what I'm saying? Full of motivation, full of inspiration, you know. But my parents made sure we had God first, you know. So growing up, it was kind of rough, but we made it through, you know, pitfalls. Different things that come along with the city. So, you know, I'm here. I'm blessed. I'm not complaining.
Exactly. So you grew up in the city of Cleveland just as I did. And tell us a little bit about the turn that your life took early on and some of the things that happened to you.
Well, you know, when everybody have choices, and we all make mistakes, and I happen to make mistakes in my life that cost me time of incarceration, which me coming home from that, I'm a second chance citizen. That's what we call ourselves, second chance citizens. So by me being a second chance citizen, I'm finna take that negative and turn it into a positive. So that's what I sat in prison and did, figured out how I can be productive in the streets, be a part of community in the streets, instead of just being in the streets, you know, on the negative side.
So you took a negative and made it into a positive. And there are a lot of things that I learned that you are a part of currently, including a upcoming biography that's going to be actually showed on WCPN, which is a local channel here, but it's public television.
Yeah.
It's called Ideal Stream. And I thought that was very, very interesting because not everyone gets that opportunity to appear on public TV. But correct. Your story has a bright side. And as I said, there will be an upcoming documentary on your life. You are a poet as well. And it appears that you've taken the spoken word and really using that now as a positive in the community. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, when I was inside, locked up, that was my therapy. That was therapeutic to me to write my thoughts and try to figure out what kind of story I wanted to tell. See, because they already had the story of me as far as through police records, courtroom documents and all that, but that's not who I am. So I looked at it like, I'm gonna take this poetry and I'm gonna do with it what I can do with it. Since it was so helpful to me, I'm gonna see if I can't share it with the world and see if it helps someone else. And while inside, me and a few guys, we made a group called the Poetic Compound. I want to promote out here. It's also a literacy and a creative writing program. So that is what I'm in the works of trying to get off the ground out here. And also take it back into the institutions, the juvenile facilities, the women correctional facilities, and all the other correctional facilities, as well as college campuses.
That's awesome. Is that what's called the ID 13?
No.
The Prison Literacy Project, or is that something prior?
That's who gave us a platform. His name is Mr. Christopher Dumb. He's a sociologist professor at Kent State. He started ID 13 with some guys down in Lake Erie Correctional Institution. He found out about us through the rec administrator, and he started coming down dealing with us. So on ID13 Literacy Project, you can find Poetic Companions, our writings on there also from the Grafton Institution. He put us on their website so we could have a voice. So once I came, that's how the Idea Stream came about.
So who were there any specifics that stand out in your mind when you were growing up here in the on the rough streets of Cleveland that were some of your heroes? Who were your heroes when you were growing up?
Well, for real, may she rest in peace, my mother was my hero. You know, she was my hero because she was my angel, you know. So with like far as heroes, I was thrown into that position in my mind. I was thrown in the position to be the hero. So it turned out I was the villain. You know, I was supposed to be the hero, but it turned out I was the villain. Now I'm flipping that role back to becoming a voice for the heroes.
That's exactly what it takes. And I applaud you on that for taking a negative and turning it into a positive and also becoming very involved in the community. Words are power, you know, words are powerful. I mean, let's be clear about that. And it has a good side and has a bad side. So we thank you so much for doing that. So tell us about, just speak a little bit more about this literacy program that you are currently involved in, please. So just so my our viewers and our listeners can understand exactly what that is right now.
The literacy project is as far as your creative writing. Once we get into the creative writing part, people can express themselves more better. Because once you write down your thoughts, they no longer just run rampant in your head. See, a lot of people will be playing the game out in their head and it get confusing to them because they never let that out. So once you start writing it down and then you start verbalizing it, now you have exercised the right for to get that out your brain. So the things that you don't need, you push it out. And the things that you need, you still have them there, you keep. So that's the literacy part of it. Now, as far as the program, it's a writing program. So you're going to have to be literate to write. You know what I mean? So we're going to work with you. We're going to try to get your literacy up so we can become creative writers, you know.
And how do you attract those in the community to become a part of the literacy program?
Well, right now, we're at the beginning stages of getting the community involved because right now it's in Grafton Institution. Once we get the inside to come outside, as far as people dealing with the inside people, because you got to understand, them people that's in there are going to be out sooner or later. So we might as well have a good rapport with those people. So we have an understanding. We won't be scared of one another. We already know one another. We know what type of things we're thinking. So through the literacy program, you're going to hear their thoughts because you're going to hear what kind of person they are through what they speak.
Youngsters, or does age even matter? But these are folks who are currently incarcerated. That's part of the literacy program.
Yes, especially the ID13 program. It is a literacy project. So we are in conjunction with Christopher Dumb through our Poetic Companions program. So they're doing the literacy project. We're doing the spoken word poetry. We write all different styles of poetry. I never knew when I started writing how many different styles of poetry there was. It's hundreds and hundreds of styles of poetry just to write. That's not even talking about the art of spoken word. That's something totally different. So with that being said, we have something on our mind that needs to be heard because I'm saying, like we say, we are humans too. I did a Zoom meeting with the Cleveland Public Library earlier this year, and that was the name of it. It was We Are People Too. We are humans too. So it's like right now, state of America, like we looking at what we've been doing ain't working. So now we have to turn it around. We got to start dealing with people that's coming out here that need help. You know, those guys in there need help. Like when you get on the streets, something just as simple as working a cell phone, I haven't figured mine out yet. I figured it out, but I'm still working on it.
You're still working. That's right. Keep on working on it. I think we all have that problem when we got in all those.
No, YouTube wasn't out when I went in. You know what I'm saying? Like smartphones wasn't out. Facebook wasn't out. So coming out here, it's like those platforms are there. So you trying to figure them out, you know? So a lot of guys in there scared of those platforms. They like, I'm not getting on that when I get out there, but why would,
right,
you know?
Well, let me ask you this. We have a lot of viewers locally here in the city of Cleveland, as well as all over the United States. How would a mother, if she has a young son or daughter even, that's currently incarcerated, or a family member who has someone currently incarcerated, how would they get in touch with your program so that their family member can participate?
Well, they can get in touch with ID 13 at Lake Erie. That's if they're in that institution. Excuse me. Now, as far as the Poetic Companions, we are in Grafton. We haven't spread it around yet because the state hasn't pushed these programs. These are inmate-ran programs. Like, inmates started it, inmates wrote them up, inmates doing them on their own. They have a facilitator, which is a staff member. But that's where I'm trying to push that to get these programs in every institution. I would love to have Poetic Companions in every institution.
So it's called Poetic Companions.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're currently, you keep saying Grafton. What do you mean by Grafton?
Grafton Correctional Institution.
And that's located where?
In Grafton, Ohio.
In Grafton, Ohio. Okay, great. Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so Poetic Companions is actually your personal project, correct?
I'm one of the founders. We all made this program up back in 2018. And our motto is we encourage, inspire, and embrace creativity. That's our motto.
Okay.
And
it's an outlet. It's an outlet for them to do something positive, keep their, you know, and get their mind off of, yes, you know, ma'am, of course, the obvious, yes, right? Ma'am.
And I would really strongly see if you could probably tape a show of those guys there, because Mr. Eric Gartenhauer, which is the rec administrator, he's very flexible, and that would be good for the people to see,
yeah,
these guys at work. So I got a lot on my plate, but I'm built for it, Gloria. I don't have no other choice but to try to do the right thing.
Did you have any writers that influenced you, or any poets that influenced you?
I read Langston Hughes. Maya Angelou is so much of a beautiful spirit. May she rest in peace. Like, it's different things that's done motivated my writing, because I've been a creative rap writer when I was into music. I did a little rapping. We had a 12-inch single out, but that's another story. But those things all stuck with me, like, as coming up. So I always wanted to do something. I always wanted to be something other than what I've chose to make my mistakes at. That was now that I didn't get that back out the way. I was in my losing season then. Now I'm in my winning season, and I'm not gonna lie. I don't have no money, but I feel rich. You know what I'm saying? So
I mean,
I know I'm living my best life because I'm doing the right thing today. So
absolutely. That's why you're here on Talk Back Live today. I mean, that's what we're about, is showing positive vibes, giving positive vibes within our own local community, helping in any way we can to bring about positive change. Speaking of poets and Maya Angelou and Langston Hughes and all those guys, and there's tons of them, I mean, two names too numerous for me to even recount. But if we go back to their history, a lot of what fueled their fire and encouraged them to put the spoken word out there was to bring about social, right, change. And because they're at that particular time, it's not much different than what it is today. There's always a need for it, because as long as people exist and there is some form of suppression, then we need to be able to get some positive vibes out there. So I congratulate you on that. I know you've appeared in different social gatherings around the city of Cleveland. Tell us where you've appeared and tell us a little bit about some of the things that you may have come up.
Well, the first place I appeared, I've been home 8 months yesterday. So, like, the first place I appeared was down at Captive 8. It was a poetry show, you know, and some music was performed there. But that was a nice event for me to Break the Ice. And next I appeared up at a Grown Folks Lounge up on Union. We had a poetry show there with a professor came in. This was for Juneteenth. A professor came in and spoke, and we also had a comedian. So that was back in June. So now coming up August 22nd, I'm having a poetic extravaganza.
Before, Cardell, I don't want to interrupt you, but before you go there, we're waiting to hear about that. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll meet you on the other side. Stay tuned.
All right.
Let me tell you who to blame. Blame the boy lying at your feet, his body oozing life through the hole in his stomach where the bullet tore him apart. Blame him for challenging you, for not looking away and for not backing down when you pulled out the gun. Blame your mother for bringing you into this world when she was but a kid herself and for dragging you up, not bringing you up. Blame society for not giving you hope. Blame your father for not being there, the man who looked after himself instead of looking after you. Blame the gun in your hand for making you a target, for making you more likely to be picked on. Blame the dead boy, blame your mother, blame society, blame your father, blame the gun, blame anyone but yourself for not being strong enough to put down the gun, to break the cycle.
All right, welcome back to Talk Back Live, hosted by yours truly, Gloria Shea. Thanks for tuning in today. We've got a special guest, as always, but today we have a local guy who has made good, and it's my pleasure to bring him to my viewing audience today, my listening audience today. His name is Cardell Belfort. He hails right here from the city of Cleveland, and he is a poet as well as a motivational speaker. We were talking about an event, Cardell, that you have coming up August 22nd. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I'm having a poetry extravaganza, open mic style. So people can come, sign up, exercise their craft, exercise their heart, exercise whatever they have to exercise, whether it's demons or whatever. We accepting everybody, no judgment, you know. So, like, I'm going to host it, which my stage name is Mighty Rock. You know, I'm going to host the show. And, I want people to start expressing themselves more than just having little beefs on Facebook and, you know, all the foolishness. Like, I'm not judging no one. Do what you need to do, but, like, let's have some positive vibes. Let's congratulate one another. Let's celebrate one another. Let's celebrate life. So that's what I'm basically trying to do, is celebrate living, because right now I'm saying broken all, I'm living my best life.
Okay. And on the prior shows that you participated in, what has been the feedback? What are people saying about it?
Oh, I've been having good feedback. Matter of fact, I had got a thing from the Black Writers Expo where she wanted me to submit a poetry piece in her magazine. I've been afforded so many opportunities. I've been blessed since I've been home, because I put that out in the universe that this is what I was going to do. And every time some other platform just pops up from the other platform. Like, I met Christopher Dumb, then I met Justin Glavin. Then next thing I know, here I am, I'm meeting you, Gloria. And I'm like, all this for me? So, I mean, I'm very humble, and I'm very blessed by that. And I feel thankful for that. So I'm not going to use this situation for nothing but what it's supposed to be for, and that's being positive, trying to inspire, trying to motivate, trying to keep it moving. Like, that's what I want to do. I've done all the other stuff, so now I'm trying to do the right thing.
When does the documentary actually come out that's going to appear on our Idea Stream there on WCPN?
I don't because he's doing six different poets that came from out of Second Chance Citizens. He's doing six different ones. So I don't know when it'll be wrapping up, but he told me he gonna send it to me and get my approval or whatever beforehand. And I appreciate him for that. But for sure, Gloria, I'm gonna keep Talk Back notified and in the loop. I'm sure.
Let us know. By the way, Justin has appeared on Talkback. He was with us last year, and talking about some of the projects for public television here locally in the city of Cleveland. So yeah, you partner up with the great outfit there, and that should do very, very, very well. What would you say to someone out there who's going through what you've been through? What would you say to a young man or a young lady today?
Well, after coming from the space that I've been in, I would like to tell, especially the young Black men, because it's been a target, it's been a institutionalization, it's been things that set forth to hinder. But I want them to understand that if you do right, people will do right by you. All you got to do is start trying to do good, and people will start doing good by you. Because that's all I did, Gloria. I came home with a good attitude, trying to do good, and good things have been coming right and left. I cannot oversay more about the things that's been coming toward me. And long as you have a positive attitude and try to do the right thing, people will help. People will help you do good. Just as many as people help you do bad will help you do good. Because you can get a whole bunch of people to get you to do something bad. They'll be with you until it's time to go where I came from. Now they ain't with you no more. So
yeah.
I would tell the little brothers, the little sisters, the everybody that's in that place, you gotta understand that the things that you're gonna lose, you can never get back. So we're not talking about the tennis shoes, the cars, the houses. We're talking about the intangible things. That feel. So it's different things that you lose that's on a whole different level. So the little privilege of going to the refrigerator and opening the door. You don't have no refrigerator to open the door in there, but that is what it's about. It's not a place of enjoyment, it's a place of punishment, rehabilitation, as they say.
Right.
So I would tell them that you got to understand that when you're making these choices, especially with these people out here with these guns and these youngins with these guns, I'm saying you're going to go, and those same guys that was said they're ride and die for you, they're not going to be there. You're not going to get no mail from them. You ain't going to be able to call them, because 9 times out of 10, they'll be dead or right next to you. Y'all will be having the same problems. So I understand that people do what they do because of whatever reason they do. But we got to start being more vigilant of why we're doing things. And what is so that's what I would tell even the little sisters, like, it ain't worth it. Like, sitting up in there is not worth it. Because when you sit there, you get kind of bitter in there, because you're not getting human contact. You're not getting really family contact. Yeah, they talking to you on the phone, but it's nothing like being able to see your family. It's nothing like watching your child wake up in the morning. That's irreplaceable. So once you miss that time, it's gone.
I totally agree with you. Absolutely. I want to personally thank you for appearing with us today on Talkback Live. I have enjoyed you, and I certainly hope that I wish you nothing but the best and much success to you in your future and your projects. I'm going to look forward to seeing your documentary come out very soon, sometime this year, on IdeaStream, here produced locally in the city of Cleveland. And I want to encourage all of our viewers to tell us a little bit before we actually sign off here about how they could reach you. Just give us a quick phone number, your name again, and the name of your particular program, if someone would like to support you.
Right now, you can reach me on Facebook, Cardiel Belfort. You can reach me on Instagram, Mighty_Rock, ROC. You can call me at area code 216-760-4024. And be looking forward to Poetic Companions, nonprofit organization, coming real soon.
So you're still waiting to get your 501c?
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, good for you.
I'm in the process of doing what need to be done when it ought to be done, because it's a lot of people that depend on me. Them guys sitting in there, they rooting me on. They calling my phone every day like, hey, bro, what you into? And I'm telling them, and they living through me. So if they live through me, they're going to be living the right way because I'm about the right thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Poetic Companions, that's Cardale Belford. He's local. And your number again?
216-760-4024.
Give him a call if you have any questions or if you'd like to support him in his endeavors. He is planning to become nonprofit, specifically nonprofit organization. So if you'd like to contribute, donate, or anything like that, give him a call. Thanks, Cardale. I enjoyed you. I'm sorry?
They can cash at me at CardaleBell474 and that would be helpful also. I really appreciate you for having me though, Gloria. And I'm finna get on Talk Back heavy. I'm finna promote Talk Back like I promote my poetry shows.
That would be great. We certainly appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for appearing. And thanks for appearing on Talk Back, Cardale. Thank you so much. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up the show. But before we do, I want to give a shout out to my producer. That's Mr. Keith Hayes. He hails from Massachusetts, and he's always done a great job for us here at Talk Back Live. We want to give a shout out to Keith. Thank you for giving us a great show again this weekend. Also, I would like my viewers to stay tuned because he has a show coming right up after Talk Back Live. So make sure that you tune in to Sinister One Productions. And he has a show coming up called Raw Discussions. How about that? Raw Discussions. It's for the Black community. And he's going to have a panel on today. They're going to talk about some of the issues that we're facing in our own community, in the African-American community. Be sure and stay tuned, tune into that, participate. By the way, for Talk Back, we always have a forum open for you to chat with us. We do have a chat line. So for next show coming up live, if you have questions or if you want to, you know, propose a question to the guest, be sure and do that for Talk Back Live. Be sure to go to our YouTube channel, Talk Back Live with Gloria, and like and subscribe. Don't forget to do that for us. And again, check out Raw Discussions. That's going to be coming right up, and it's going to be hosted by none other than my personal producer here of Talk Back Live. That's Keith Hayes. He's going to have a special panel on for you of just coming right on up. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, America.
That's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Be sure and go to our Facebook page, Talkback, a thought-provoking talk format. That's Talkback, a thought-provoking talk format. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think of Talkback. It can only make us better. Be sure to check us out on Spotify. Also, Twitter, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are heard. Be sure to check us out on YouTube. Again, thank you for listening. Until next time, America.
You have been listening to Talk Back with My Grandma on Spotify. Be sure and catch her every weekend. Oh, and by the way, my name is Kari. Bye. You have been listening to Talk Back with My Grandma on Spotify. Be sure and catch her every weekend. Oh, and by the way, my name is Kari. Bye.